Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
VFNTV and the daily radio programs for all of us. This is the media for the kingdom, you know, and God's going to use it forever how he wants to use it. And we have kingdom impact. And the, the church needs to arise in the nation if we want to have a nation.
That's right.
And when God's people are blessed and there's godly leadership, the whole nation's blessed. But when evil leadership's in place, people grind their teeth and are just groaned for what's going on. So if you want to have a blessed nation, it's about people who love God and love you and want to see you prosper. And so we're so excited about these things taking place. But think about this, you know, pray for those in authority over you, pray for leadership. That's one thing that Pastor, you know, Joshua's going to be talking about is he's going to take it to a whole other stream. I'm going to let him do it. But this, you know, are you even praying for your pastor? Are you even praying for your pastor? Are you even praying for the ones that God's put over you? Or are you just criticizing them?
You know, we talked about that during the passing of Dr. Miles Monroe and what a huge void that was left, you know, in the body of Christ with his passing here in 2014. And it just underscored exactly what you're saying, the importance of praying for godly leadership, men and women that are standing on the front lines, those that are sacrificing themselves and are standing literally between, you know, the attacks of hell for the body. And if we're not lifting up our pastors, if we're not lifting up the leaders in church, I mean, what are we doing? We need to hold up their arms and protect them and pray for them and encourage them, because those are the ones that are feeding us spiritually. Those are the ones that are encouraging us. Those are the ones that are standing with us and our families. And now more than ever, strike the shepherd, and wonder what happens to the sheep. They scatter. We need to stand with the shepherds.
Right. And so, what is the response to some of the things? I want you to see this before we go to break. This is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's going to be, I believe, on January the 14th, I believe, or 24th. And this is the response to what's going on. These are young people responding. It's called the Response USA, and Governor Jindal is going to be there as well. It's really? In Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Bobby Jindal.
Watch this.
Economic collapse, injustice, violence,
perversion, division, abuse,
natural disaster, terrorism,
depression, addiction, fear.
Why is this happening now?
Why is this happening to us?
To me?
To them?
To this nation?
Who is responsible?
What can we do?
I just want my children to be happy, for my parents to stop fighting,
to get a job when I graduate,
to be able to pay my bills,
for my daddy to love me.
There is a crisis in America, and not just one.
It feels like America's knees are buckling.
Maybe that's the point.
We cannot keep going like this.
Someone has to do something. There has to be a response.
I know I have to respond.
We must make a response.
Not so politicians hear us. Not so that others listen to us.
We will lift up our cry to Jesus.
Our cry for justice.
For restoration.
For forgiveness.
Mercy.
This is our hope.
This is our response.
Our government leaders have called this nation.
This generation. Me.
Us.
To rise up and make a sound that will be heard in heaven.
To make a response to America's crisis.
We will respond with prayer and fasting.
We will respond with humility and repentance.
We will respond with worship and praise.
We will gather.
We will join a movement.
And we will make our response.
I will make my response.
I will make my response.
This is happening.
Where will you be?
What will be your response?
This is January the 24th. January the 24th in Baton Rouge. You've got to be a part of that. January 24th. This is a time, listen, the young people are seeing what's going on. They've tried everything. They've done everything. They realize, listen, God, we need God. And you know what? God is going to respond. We got so much to talk about. We get back from the break. We're going to talk about a prophecy about the best of times, worst of times. It's coming out of Nashville. We're also going to talk about how just recently it was said by a particular people that you will not find this generation in church if you want to be able to reach them. You got to meet them somewhere else. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.